A woman who says she fled Saudi Arabia, fearing her family will kill her, remains barricaded in a Bangkok airport hotel room after a flight back to the Middle East left Thailand this afternoon without the young woman on board. So Rahaf Al-Qanoon says her intention was to travel to Australia originally, and human rights groups are calling on the Australian government to intervene in the case. The federal government is yet to publicly comment, but does it have a role here? Barbara Miller has been investigating.
If something feels familiar about the story of Rahaf Al-Qanoon, it could be because of its striking similarity to a situation that unfolded in Manila Airport in April 2017.
They took my passport and locked me for 13 hours just because I'm a Saudi woman.
That's Dina Ali Laslum, a then 24-year-old Saudi woman who recorded that message on the phone of a stranger she approached while in transit in the Philippines. She too had arrived in Asia from Kuwait and also wanted to travel on to Australia.
If I go back to Saudi Arabia, I will be dead. Please help me. I'm recording this video to help me.
But Dina Ali Laslum was returned to Riyadh, and that's the last anyone outside of Saudi Arabia officially heard of her. Activists say it's imperative that Rahaf Al-Qanoon does not meet the same uncertain fate. Fatima Yazbek from the Australian not-for-profit organisation, the Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights, says Australia must do what it can.
It's a moral duty and a human rights responsibility, because we all know that Saudi Arabia do not respect human rights. We know that their opponents are silenced by any means. And we are also concerned that she might face the same fate as the journalist, the late journalist Jamal Khashoggi, or the Saudi human rights activists, the female human rights activists.
The call to action is supported by Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, who says the federal government should issue the young woman with emergency travel documents.
This is an opportunity for us to show genuine compassion and to stand by our principles as a free, fair and decent society. I implore the government to do whatever they can to help her.
Rahaf Al-Qanoon's connections to Australia are unclear, but experts say Australia has no legal imperative to intervene. Professor Jane McAdam from the Caldor Centre for International Refugee Law at the University of New South Wales.
The obligation on the Thai authorities at this point would be to give her access to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. When somebody has articulated an asylum claim or a protection claim, that is what is required. Thailand isn't itself a signatory to the Refugee Convention, but it is a signatory to a number of international human rights treaties that similarly require it not to send people to places where they're at risk of serious harm and human rights abuses. And Australia shares that obligation. So certainly from a moral perspective, it would be appropriate for Australia to urge Thailand not to violate that fundamental principle of international law.
Does the fact, though, that she claims she had a visa for Australia and was on her way here, does that in any way increase Australia's legal obligation here?
Well, I am not aware of what kind of visa she had. I presume it was a tourist visa, in which case she hasn't yet enlivened Australia's protection obligations as such.
The federal government has not responded to PM's request for comment on the case. The Shadow Minister for Foreign Affairs, Penny Wong, says the matter is concerning and her office is seeking further information from the government.
Barbara Miller with that report.